Tell us your story, Andrew.
The person that collapsed and ended up on intensive care, it's actually my son.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. As I say, he ended up on life support yesterday afternoon due to dehydration. He just obviously couldn't get enough water. He did actually finish the race. He was carried for the last 50 yards by two other runners over the line just to complete it. He was running for the Alzheimer's Society. So he obviously wanted to complete it to raise his £1,000 for the Alzheimer's Society.
Now, oh, crikey. So he collapsed and was carried over the line, then taken to hospital.
Yes. He actually stopped breathing at the event. Fortunately, where he collapsed, there were paramedics. So, obviously, he was attended to and then admitted to hospital.
How is he this morning, Andrew?
We haven't spoke to the hospital yet. We can't speak to them till 10 o'clock. Last night when we left, it was round. It was off life support, obviously very tired, slightly disorientated, but... Okay, he's not out of the woods yet, but hopefully, within a couple of days, he'll be home again.
Now, and this was dehydration was the reason?
Yes, severe dehydration. Yeah.
Did he know the race was cancelled, Andrew?
No, he had no idea. He was towards the back of the field. He's not an elite runner, so he was towards the back of the field. My wife was actually at the event, and she was stood near the front. She heard the announcement, but the announcement was only once. So Tom obviously set off running, because everybody else set off running, so he's run with them. And there was no further announcement. Now, I know Tom would have carried water with him had he heard an announcement, or he may have even not run the race.
I find that stunning. I've seen that video of the just one announcement that it's cancelled, and then as everybody runs past the PA, nothing else is said. I find that stunning.
Yeah, me too. I'm really, really annoyed at the organisation of the event, that a simple thing like water isn't in place. It's outrageous in this day and age with health and safety and, things like that. It's in today's society, it just leaves me astounded.
So just so that we've got the facts correct, your son didn't know the race was cancelled, set off expecting there to be water. There was no water.
That's right.
He went on to life support, suffering from dehydration.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, how old is he?
Tom, he's 21. His birthday is actually tomorrow, so he's 22 tomorrow.
Oh, God, what kind of night did you have?
Bad.
Yeah.
He's all right, and hopefully he is going to be all right, but you just have things rerunning in your head. It just stays with you.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Listen, Andrew, thanks for calling us, and lots of luck, best of luck.
OK, then, thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew, take care, mate.